T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
I believe if anybody thought, if they wanted to guess what we were, everyone would guess all of us are extroverts.
Definitely.
Oh, okay, because of our profession and stuff? Or?
Yes.
And I think I thought I was an extrovert until today.
What? No, you're an extrovert.
I don't think I am, man. And you know what's really weird? I think you might be more of one than I am.
Okay, no.
Jury's out on Amber. Like, you kind of are an extrovert.
I am, but I also need a lot of alone time to recharge. Mm-hmm.
So then what does that make you?
I don't know.
Are we these hybrid, like introverted extrovert, extroverted
that.
Introvert? Or because
yeah.
you...
A lot of these, though, are right on point with me, I'd say.
They're like,
well.
So it was a hashtag like on Twitter. People were like saying things extroverts think.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, these are when I read these things, they're going to like resonate with me.
Uh-oh.
And the exact opposite happened on
really?
Every single one of these.
Same with you, Amber?
Well, yeah, on most of them.
Like, number one, I hope I get in a crowded elevator
today. Oh, gosh.
The more people, the better. I
loathe it.
And here...
I'll walk slow.
You like getting in crowded elevators.
I know.
Well, I'll tell you this. When you do, I get in a crowded elevator, I get on my phone.
Same.
You start conversation.
No,
he
you're that guy.
Does weird conversation, but you don't. You know
I'm
you do.
I need to stop that.
Why?
Because
it's funny.
It's annoying.
Well,
yeah.
No, I don't think. I think people they have a memory. They like by the time they get to the sixth floor, they're like, "Who the hell was that guy?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to ride this box with that guy again."
But you don't. If the elevator's packed.
I'll wait for the next one. Yeah.
I 100% will. Like, if there's a bunch of people all getting on at once, oh, God, my phone. Sorry, hold on. And I'm like, oh, you guys take it. I like pick up my phone and pretend I'm like, no, go.
I will.
I can't do
it. I walk slow.
Okay.
Like, when I see but I feel like that's so nice that you start conversations. I feel like so mean that I don't talk to any strangers and want to avoid people.
I feel like I need to do the way you're doing it.
Okay. You're standing in line at a grocery store. This person says, I have no idea who this person is, but I must speak to them while standing in the line.
Definitely not.
Never.
Oh, I purposely go to the grocery store when no one else is
there.
That's
yeah, that's right.
So in this case, that's true. You go at like 3 in the morning.
I made sure I live next to a 24-hour Safeway.
But here's the deal. Sometimes the stalkers want to talk to you. That's where there's a fine line between when they're a little ahead, they're like, can I help you find anything, sir? Because I never get human contacts.
Yes.
It's weird.
Yes, I do have to. Over happy to help you people. Yes.
Okay, a couple more. And then there's a little exercise that's going on out there, but we'll get to that in a second. I need a nice, relaxing night at home to recharge with all my friends and their friends and loud music and booze.
No.
Okay, no. Not,
but do you know who I'm describing? And everyone listening doesn't know this person, but you both do. My friend Chad cannot be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he literally can't be, like, and I don't think that's a bad thing. He is the quintessential extrovert.
Extrovert.
Right.
He will start a conversation with...
He's good at that, but he's funny. He's actually,
And Uber comes, and there's 4 of you, so 3 of you can sit in the back seat. Somebody has to take the hit and sit in the front. And I call it taking a hit because nobody wants it. You, Steve?
I have no problem.
And Chad loves it. Why?
Oh, we both?
Why would you want to sit up there and make conversation with...
Because I'm not packed in the back with you people, and I have leg room. I have everything I need.
But you...
And nothing about you people.
This is something that has to happen for this show to like go to it. We have to travel together because Amber has not witnessed the duffel bag of toilet paper.
What? No. Okay. I'll explain this later.
He brings his own toilet paper.
No, he does.
I need my own ply and paper towels. I mean, I need paper. Yeah. So I'll bring, but
what?
I don't bring a roll. And then neatly fold them up so they're flat.
You bring rolls of toilet paper, just not a whole roll of paper.
You're right, they're
towels.
Flattened out. And, but yeah.
You are just one of the most interesting people.
Thank you, Amber.
And then, sitting in the airport, he begins to engage people. And if we're riding on a Southwest flight, this could be fun, though, because then Amber would... we need Amber to not sit with us. And, like, you and Amber sit there with the middle seat, because whoever sits in the middle seat, instant engagement. Steve starts, so where are you heading to? You know anything? And he knows just enough about every town.
Does.
So it's like, if we're flying to L.A., it's like, which suburb are we from? Redondo? Or is he just rattling? It's like,
I know, and I got to stop all that.
You do it.
No, don't stop
it. I have to, right?
It's
annoying.
But there have been times where, like, by the end of a flight, I put my headphones in and just zone out. Right. And by the end, they're exchanging business cards. It's like, I'm going to call my grandma. Mom, I should have never been a stranger. Like, he fixes their problems on a 2-hour flight.
Okay. I love it. Don't ever change.
Oh, thanks, Amber. But
there's one more quick thing, and I don't know, this could be a little longer, but like, there's a thing out where they're saying, what would your 13-year-old self think of you right now? And we've done this before where we go, like, write a letter to your 18-year-old self.
Give yourself advice. Yeah.
Yes. So that's going backwards. This is going forward. So try to put yourself in your third. You've stolen plenty by this point,
Steve. This is true.
Amber is probably still sweet and innocent.
Ish.
Oh, that's right.
That was right around the time that I started to. Yeah, because you're like that tween age and you want to be with your friends all the time. And then you're trying to figure out what crowd you fit into.
Yeah.
And you're making choices. Some of them are bad.
Bad choices.
Yeah.
I think my 13-year-old self would be partially disappointed.
Oh.
Just because I wanted to be a rock star.
Oh, so you got married and had kids, and your 13-year-old like, what are you doing?
Why'd
you
just, they would look at me and go, like, you're just on the radio.
What happened to the rock star?
I loved the radio then, though. Like, here's what's weird. I don't want to say that. I feel like Jamie was already on the radio. She might not have been, but like,
she
I love shows like Jamie's Show.
Yeah.
I loved.
She was on the air.
Like Lewis and Floorwax. I love those dudes.
Yeah.
I loved all these radio shows. I looked up to them, but I never, I don't think I wanted. Dina Raj! Oh
Dina
my God,
Raj.
I love Dina Raj.
Yes.
Yes. So I think I'd be kind of proud of my now self, but I'd be
disappointed
mostly,
because you didn't become.
I didn't become a rock star.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you became one like the huge rock star.
Yes.
Or,
okay. Like I didn't. I'm not Bon Jovi.
You don't think your 13-year-old self would have gone? But hey, way to parlay that into the next one.
Your 13-year-old self.
You're
would
right.
Just be like,
yeah.
Dude. Because what about your 13-year-old? Like,
I would think I would be amazed that I'm productive. I'd be amazed that I.
That is true.
Yes, I'd be
You'd
amazed.
Be like, you have a job, no
yes.
way.
And a career.
What? No kidding.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think I'd be proud of me because, you know, I drive a cool car and you know.
But you don't.
Not on the daily.
Yeah, but if he could see that you have a car under a car cover
and
in
he's
garage.
Like a bachelor.
See, I can retain
with
that.
With all the ladies.
Nice. Okay. I would think I was a badass if I was
13. Your 13-year-old self would. I can see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you've never been tied down.
Right.
You got an S5.
Huh?
Got your own house.
Thank you. I think that would be weird. You bought a house, dude? Oh
you're right, because
so,
that's like so square,
right,
so grown up.
Right.
All right,
you need
so,
like a penthouse condo
yes.
or something.
Amber?
Then it'd be complete. Say I wanted to be like entertainment news on TV. So I think maybe that would be like, okay, you went into radio, which...
Oh my God!
Same with you.
I know. But we're all like, everybody listening, this is what makes me so sad. They're all like, man, I wish I could be on the radio. We're like, yeah.
No, but just from a picture, like if I knew my full story, I'd be like, good for you, girl.
Yes.
You really, you know, but just a snapshot of it. And then also, I never was the girl that was like, I want to be married by the time I'm this and have this many kids in the house and the blah, blah, blah. But I think I'd be like, damn, you're still single.
Oh, you would judge yourself.
Girl.
You couldn't get a man?
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.